UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appointed former U.S. President Bill Clinton as his special envoy on Haiti last May. Mr. Ban said that his longstanding commitment to the people of Haiti is one of the reasons he has asked Mr. Clinton to take on this additional role.
I would like to ask you on my behalf to assume a leadership role in coordinating international aid efforts from emergency response to reconstruction of Haiti. This will need extraordinary leadership, and I cannot find any other better suited leader than yourself, Mr. President.
He said he hoped Mr. Clinton would work closely with UN agencies and the acting head of the UN mission in Haiti to provide strategic guidance to the organization's involvement at the international level. Mr. Clinton has a long relationship with the Caribbean island nation, often saying it extends back decades to when he and his wife Hillary spent their honeymoon there. Mr. Clinton said he would do the best he could, but warned the challenges ahead are great.
The trick is to get the Haitian people back where they can stop living from day to day and start living from week to week or month to month, and then start the long-term efforts. But the leaders there, want to build them a functioning modern state for the first time, and I'll do what I can to faithfully represent and work with all the agencies of the UN and help them get it done.
Mr. Clinton commended the United Nations for its work in Haiti, saying it had performed very well under adverse circumstances. The United Nations has confirmed 92 of its personnel died in the January 12th earthquake, and many of its buildings were badly damaged or destroyed. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.